With American Home Shield, you can now video chat with live repair experts for help with home fixes over the phone. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/listen for 20% off any plan.
Available as a benefit with select plans.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Woo. This is an interesting headline. Mom sues Central Florida Clinic after giving birth to the wrong baby. Was it Lexi Lawler? I'm curious. She was actually given the wrong baby. It was an embryo mix-up. So she's suing this IVF clinic because it turned out the baby that she had wasn't hers. The couple, John and Jane Doe, that's how they went to. They went to this fertility center of Orlando last year. They got it, had her embryo. She thought it was her and her husband. Apparently she, you know, struggled with fertility. And she gave birth to a baby girl. But this is what the lawsuit reads. They said, tragically, while both Jane Doe and John Doe are racially Caucasian, baby Doe displayed the physical appearance of a racially non-Caucasian child. So then they sought out genetic testing, and the baby had zero genetic relationship to either parent. So it was a white couple that had a child of color. And it wasn't that they were trying to say, we don't want a child. It was like, that's not the baby that we actually had, our embryo. And they were trying to figure out what had happened. So the court records say that the couple reached out to the clinic to try to find the baby's real parents and find their baby, and the clinic never responded. So they had to take him to court. That is crazy. The clinic didn't even respond. And they said, oh, it was just the attorney for the couple was talking to the local news there. And they were saying that, they love this little girl, but it's someone else's child and they don't know what happened to the baby that they've created. And they said apparently the clinic was entirely uncooperative in trying to undo the mess that they created. Can you even imagine? That couple is going to own everything. That clinic is not going to exist after that couple's finished. No way. A Florida maniac attacked a child with a knife at a school bus stop a day after he was released from jail. That's kind of a horrifying situation. You would think just at the bus stop of all places. This Florida man had been released from jail just a day earlier. He's accused of choking a child and threatening bystanders with a knife at a school bus stop. Good Samaritans stopped him, thankfully, in DeLand. It was the DeLand Police Department. They arrested Christopher Schwabel, 36, after he grabbed a child by the throat and pulled out a knife during a confrontation with the adults who stepped in. He apparently assaulted one child. He just stepped into a group of kids and hit one of the kids, and then one of the adults intervened. And then he pulled a knife from his sleeve and waved it and to try to stop them. And apparently one of the bystanders hit him with a toolbox and then restrained him until police arrived. Thankfully, there weren't any serious injuries. One of the kids had a cut to the finger while it was a defensive wound. So the guy's being charged with aggravated child abuse, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a couple of other things. And he's a $5,000 bond. That's insane. Wow. Our partners that bring you the program, it's the folks over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service that is out there. And they have premium prioritized service on all three major U.S. networks. So you get reliable coverage everywhere you go, no matter what. And it's all backed by a 100% U.S.-based customer support team. So you're getting unlimited data plans, mobile hotspots, international roaming, everything that you would expect from a top-tier carrier. But your money is not working against you. You got to look at these political action committees of some of these big cell phone companies, right? Some of these political action committees, they spend so much money on DEI and gun control and all kinds of stuff. That's not what Patriot Mobile does. Your money works for you. It propels the things that you support at the ballot box and beyond. Take a stand. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. Use promo code Dana to get a free phone. That's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT. Promo code Dana for your free phone.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine. Coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? new morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein. Bright-eyed berry or up an apple. Bright-eyed berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustables sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but for your finances too. But did you know financial health is directly related to identity protection? You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your subscription money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft alone. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
There was a story that I read. I think it was pulling it up right here. I think it was the New York Post, where they were discussing, you know, you have the second lady who's expecting, and then you have the White House press secretary that's expecting. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, talk about babies and all this stuff within the administration. And I was just thinking back, you know, that's like a very nervous time for a woman. You know, she's expecting a child, whether it's your first or second. Doesn't really change, especially if you're in a high-powered position, as one might expect of a press secretary for the president of the United States. And I say this because it's something that it's a concern shared by all women. It doesn't matter what your politics are. It's a concern that all women share. You know, they're all nervous about childbirth. That's why it doesn't make it any better when you allow politics to seep into and tribalism to seep into every aspect of American life, that not even prenatal care is exempt. That's the danger of hyper-tribalization. That's the danger of all of these different ideological silos. You can't get away from it. We were just talking last hour about the Super Bowl halftime show. I mean, it's a bunch of artists that are hyper-political, that always say very hyper-political things, and you know that that's what the show is going to be. It's going to be a big, giant political mess. It's going to turn people off. It's going to help drive division, not heal it. It's in law. I mean, for crying out loud, you have it present in our courtrooms now, where it should be everyone is equal before the law and under it when it's broken. But now we apply certain things based on politics, not evidence. But I think one of the scariest things, and we saw this during COVID, is that it seeped into our healthcare. It seeped into medicine. It is now influencing the way people who are in positions of authority, whether they're doctors, whether they are nurse practitioners, whatever it is, people who really ultimately decide if you're living or dying during care, now it's even coloring their perspectives. Now you have to question whenever you go into a medical facility whether or not you're actually getting the best care possible, or if it's being denied you because of what your politics are. We saw, again, like I said, we saw it with COVID, jarringly. People who didn't wear masks, or people who maybe they even had the virus so they didn't really need to get a non-existing vaccine. They were ridiculed, even by medical professionals. And some people were talking about denying them care. I mean, when politics seeps into, I read a story of just how, I'm pulling this up right now, how a canine that was being housed in a kennel, this came from Homeland Security, anti-ICE rioters were targeting canines at the kennels where they were staying. They were making marks on their feeding chart to starve the dogs. That's how bad it is. That's how hyper-tribal people are. And like I said, the scariest thing is when it's in medicine. Now, back to my point, we're talking about, you know, the White House press secretary and women who are expecting. And it's just a nervous time. This is especially a nervous time when everything is so political. Now you're wondering, okay, well, does my labor and delivery team, are they going to do something mean to me or my child because of my politics? And before you say no, that could never happen, I think it already is. And you have these people who are completely unconcerned about the consequences that may follow because there aren't any. Case in point, a labor and delivery nurse at Baptist Health Boca Raton Regional Hospital. Her name is Lexi Lawler. And she had something really horrific to say about the White House press secretary. Now, this woman delivers babies. This woman delivers babies. Watch her behavior here.
As a labor and delivery nurse, it gives me great joy to wish Caroline Leavitt a fourth degree tear. I hope that you rip from bow to stern and never normally again, you.
Now, part of me wants to drag her by her extensions back to the parking lot of the hospital and beat her ass so ferociously that she's unidentifiable to her loved ones. That's my first inclination, because she's a demon. That's ghoulish. That is one of the most ghoulish things. And I am tired of courteously just weathering the storm with these people. I think that if you are going to allow your politics to influence your job in healthcare, of all things, if you are going to allow your political zealotry to lead you or to act like this, or if you're just nuts and you're using it as a way to justify it, then your politics deserve to be used against you to disqualify you from any and all future employment in the medical field. I hope that she is never employed again, and I hope she greatly suffers for it. I hope that she suffers horribly and her life is horrible, because I feel like that's the only thing that's going to make this stop. There's never any kind of deterrence for people who do this. If I was a woman, I was going to deliver at Baptist Health Boca Raton Regional Hospital, I would be changing my birth plan immediately. If I was a patient of Lexi Lawler's, I would be immediately filing a complaint to the state medical board and demanding an investigation into this United States Lucy Letby. I wouldn't trust her to safely deliver a child. I wouldn't trust my health in Lexi Lawler's hands. I would be worried that she would murder my baby, and I would be worried that she would cause me to bleed out and die on the bed. That's what I believe. I wholeheartedly believe that she has a murderer's heart, completely. Only people who have that do that kind of stuff. This is what she records and puts online publicly. Imagine what she's like privately. I hope she's investigated by every state agency possible, because this is an actual serious community issue. You're a labor and delivery nurse at a hospital, and you are literally responsible for assisting bringing life into this world. And you're talking about wishing potential death on someone because you don't like their politics and childbirth? What in the hell is wrong with you? I am so tired of this. I'm so tired of these people who create this system where now the rest of us have to question whether or not we're going to be killed by these people when seeking routine medical care. Isn't that crazy? Do you know that? How many times do you guys do this? Do you find yourselves doing this? I've had to do this since Parkland. I had to evaluate every time I go to if I see a new medical professional, if I see anybody for service, hell, if I go and get my eyebrows threaded, I have to double check and make sure that the person that I'm going to receive the services from isn't a zealot. Not just making sure that they're just not a Democrat. I just need to make sure that they're not a crazy zealot like this woman. Because I don't trust the left not to abuse whatever authority they're given to hurt people. They've already shot and killed somebody that we know. They already tried killing Trump twice. And now you have a woman sitting here talking about she hopes that basically Caroline Leavitt bleeds to death during delivery. What a horrible person. So yes, I hope that Lexi Lawler suffers horrifically economically. I hope she can never get employed again. I hope that she has to issue an apology. And I hope that through her pain and struggle of this consequence that she finds Jesus because she needs to. This is how bad it is. And this is why I get so mad at some of the folks in the middle and some of the folks on the left who don't have to live with this day-to-day reality. It is not unique to me. Everybody that I know, every single one of my contemporaries has to do the same thing. They have to do the same thing. I had to evaluate whether or not when I was looking for a hairstylist just to get my hair cut to make sure that the person wasn't going to butcher me. This is a routine thing. Conservatives don't act like this. People on the right don't act like this because we're not flipping nuts. But the left, this is like their thing. If you don't agree with them, they want to hurt you. They want to hurt you however possible. They clamor to do it. It is like a contagion. They foam at the mouth. And I've seen it turn people from what I thought were normal people into monsters. This is just, so yes, her name is Lexi Lawler, and it's Baptist Health Boca Raton Regional Hospital is how it's being reported. I wouldn't, man, I just think if you're going to go there and you're expecting, I would maybe change that. She's a registered nurse. Oh, her information is all out there. I think we need to make sure that the attorney general is aware of this as well, James Uthmeyer in Florida, because do you believe that if she found out that somebody that she had previously worked with or delivered for was a conservative, I wonder if there's a history of complications during childbirth involving her because of her political zealotry. I really do. I genuinely wonder this. This is how bad it is. So for the people who are like, oh, well, you know, just this stuff is online. It's not online. It's not just online. It's literally out there everywhere. And it goes one way. So don't ask me to unite with people who do this kind of stuff because it's not happening. In fact, I feel like the consequences need to be severe. And like I said, if this was my nurse, I'd beat her ass in the parking lot behind the hospital without hesitation. Would, in a heartbeat. I mean... There needs to be consequences for this kind of stuff. So I hope she's investigated. I hope she has her license suspended. And I hope she's never employed in medicine again. I feel this is just enraging. Enraging. The folks who don't make it happen. Superbeats, the turmeric chews from the makers of the Superbeats Heart Chews, the company called Human. You guys, turmeric, you're familiar with turmeric. It's known for its antioxidant properties. But a lot of the forms out there are really difficult for the body to utilize effectively. And so Human uses a clinically studied complex that helps solve the issue with a highly absorbable form of turmeric. And it's clinically studied, gives you peace of mind. It tastes like a lightly orangey citrus kind of, it's like a smaller than a Starburst. And I think it's chewier than a Starburst, but it has a very light citrus flavor. There's no additives, no added sugar. That's why I say it's a light citrus flavor, because it's like naturally light and citrusy. And it's just a standout form of turmeric because the complex that they use means that you can get the full dosage. You can get a powerful turmeric support in a format that fits into your daily routine and makes it easily absorbable for you. So you can kick the new year off with a great way to support your overall wellness, target that inflammation, have a healthy inflammatory response with a clinically studied turmeric curcumin complex. And that's the turmeric chews from the makers of Superbeats Heart Chews. And you can check out the packaging. They're going to have two different types of packaging on the shelves for a while because they're coming out with new packaging. And you can find it at Sam's Club. It's the Human Turmeric Chews, only at Sam's Club. Stop there today, pick up some bags before the ice storm hits.
This is Rob Gronkowski from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings are sacred. I've got my game day routine, coffee, jersey laid out, and my lucky playlist. But the real game changer? New morning Uncrustables sandwiches.
I've always loved Uncrustables sandwiches, and now I'm all about the new flavors with 12 grams of protein. Bright-eyed berry or up an apple. Bright-eyed berry's got that flashy, finessey vibe, like your favorite slot receiver.
Up an apple, tough and reliable, like a do-it-all tight end.
And players love them. Did you know teams crush over 80,000 Uncrustables sandwiches a year? They know what's good.
It's a snack that can go with you anywhere, from the couch to the tailgate or even in the locker room. Soft bread, yummy fillings, protein packed. Once it's part of your ritual, you don't skip it.
Easy enough for Gronk to grab straight from the freezer.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here. With the new morning Uncrustables sandwiches, packed with 12 grams of protein.
If you like what you hear and want to support the show, the easiest free way to do it is to follow the podcast and leave a rating and review. Seriously, 30 seconds from you helps keep this show going strong. I appreciate you. So it was interesting. Last night at the Davos, they had an evac at the Davos event. The WEF, the guests were left coughing. They said that they had to order an evacuation. And it was, of course, it was after POTUS had addressed the conference, and they said that they had a fire at a nearby hotel because everybody, I saw this trending on social last night, and it was a little crazy. People were like, what is happening? What is happening? So it was, they had a fire at a hotel. That's ultimately what happened. They said world leaders were not affected. So there you go. Also, a Delta flight returned to the gate after fluids leaked inside the aircraft and soaked a passenger. My first thought was like, okay, what do you mean fluids? Because we've had horror stories of toilets and air, like dirty air conditioning, filtered water leaking on people. They said that the chemicals were non-hazardous and that it occurred just, was it LaGuardia? So I don't know. I've never seen anything. Thankfully, I've never had that happen on a plane before, but it soaked somebody. Can you imagine traveling? You're on a Delta flight and you're soaked from stuff leaking on you. An Amazon driver was caught stealing a customer's cat. And the owner is understandably upset about it because the cat needs medication for a heart murmur. Amazon said that they're investigating, but he was caught on a doorbell camera, just literally picking up a customer's cat and walking away. Just right on a camera. What? I would just assume, I don't know why people don't, that everything is recorded anymore and that you're not going to get away with doing anything. Just know that you're going to probably be on video somewhere. Everybody has these things. Everybody has these doorbell cameras. So that catastrophic storm, there's still warning of it. The warnings persist. Forecasters are warning of potentially catastrophic storms, but it's supposed to go all the way from Texas to the Carolinas. And they said that you're looking at some places like an inch of ice, half an inch of ice, things of that, great swaths of heavy snow, sleet and freezing rain expected. I'm going to be really bummed out if it's nothing. Got to be honest. I'm going to be super bummed out if it's nothing because we've heard so much about it at this point. Dangerously cold air is going to accompany it. A House panel votes to hold the Clintons in contempt of an Epstein inquiry. They're getting closer to actually being detained at this point. The votes by the oversight panel were bipartisan, which is interesting because there were Democrats that were voting for this. The House Oversight Committee, they voted on this yesterday. They're recommending charging the Clintons with criminal contempt of Congress because they refused to testify in the Epstein investigation. And so what this does, this starts the process of referring them to the Department of Justice for prosecution. They had 9 Democrats join Republicans in this. 3 of them backed it. I mean, it's going to go to the House floor in a couple of weeks for a vote. So interesting. They said that it'll pass, and it's going to pass with Democrat votes on top of it, which is interesting. Let's see. In addition to this, I got a couple of other things to get into. We're going to dive into some of the stuff that they have proposed in Virginia. We mentioned yesterday that Virginia had passed. I'm looking at a laundry list here. New criminal penalty overhaul recommendations, as well as a bunch of other stuff. Did you guys see? Let me pull this up. I don't watch this. She's a children's YouTuber. God help us all. Her name's Ms. Rachel. She's a big Hamas supporter. And she apparently liked a comment from the, quote, Palestine, which is a fake place, news network, where they, people were talking about, like, ridding the country of Jews or something like that. And she ended up liking the comment. She, and then she, and another one, they said, they made another comment and she replied underneath it, ooh, with all O's and H's. And she was saying that she accidentally did all of this, that it was, that she had accidentally, on, you know, had liked a remark where they were talking about getting rid of all the Jews. And she made this video. Yeah, she, but I guess she also accidentally typed a whole bunch of O's and H's in another comment and left that directly underneath a previous comment. So insane. This is the video. She's trying to excuse herself. She's just mad because she got caught. Watch.
So I thought I deleted a comment and I accidentally hit like and hide. I don't know how or why. I've accidentally liked comments before. It happens. Like, I'm a human who makes mistakes. I would never agree with an anti-Semitic thing like the comment. We have Jewish family. A lot of my friends are Jewish. I delete anti-Semitic comments. I have proof because yesterday somebody messaged me. There was a comment that said that. So I said, yes, I saw that and I deleted it because that's what I thought happened. And then I said, I hate anti-Semitism. And so
this is all
the internet, I guess, has picked it up, believing that that's what happened.
No, she, first off, we're not idiots. Stop trying that old progressive ridiculousness with us. That's not how Instagram works. It's two very different functions. When you're deleting, you go to a different area on the thing to delete a comment than like it. It's not difficult to do. And it's very difficult, though, to mess them up. It's not something where, oh, I meant to delete that and I accidentally liked it. That is not at all how Instagram works. She liked it because she approved it. The comment said free America of all the Jews, and she liked it. And then under another, the, quote, Palestine News Network, where they were going on about it more, she typed, ooh, like she was in support of it. That wasn't an accident either. But notice that she didn't include that aspect of it in her stupid little video. I think she's creepy. I think it's weird that a grown woman spends all her time on YouTube trying to talk to everybody else's kids and tries to politically condition them. This is some of the other stuff. This is Cut 20. This is some of the other stuff that she does. She's a big fan of Mandani, and she's done videos with him before. Watch.
The mayor on the bus says, hello, friends. Hello, friends. Hello, friends. The mayor on the bus says, hello, friends. All through the town.
Yeah, why?
The money on the bus goes clink, clink, clink.
The buses are going to be free, though.
That's so wonderful, but yeah. This is like my song, and the kids like to do it.
Okay.
But they're not free, though. Remember, he had to walk that back.
Yeah, I have another one. The babies on the bus go where?
Aren't the babies happy about the childcare?
They're so happy. Actually, the parents are really happy. This is like my big hit. I need to
This is your show.
Okay, let's go. Yeah.
This is so lame. I just think it's weird that she does this. Like, she does this and tries to, like, politically condition everybody else's kids through this kind of nonsense. And by the way, the buses aren't free. They ended up walking that back. He's not going to be able to. Remember, everybody was supposed to have free housing, free everything. Lorraine says that she's all about grooming the next generation. That Ms. Rachel lady, she's an anti-Semite. She's a terrorist apologizing bigot. And I wouldn't want her anywhere near my kids. I think she's creepy as all hell. If it comes out later that she's a major child predator, I would be like, you know, I knew it. I thought something was off about her. She seemed a little creepy. I kind of had it figured out. You all know it. You all get that vibe from people. You know, when you meet someone and you're like, you're off. Something's not right. She has that. She gets that. And she can't just cry away, oh, I accidentally liked a comment when I meant to delete it. That's not how Instagram works. But then did you accidentally write, ooh, under another comment where you were supporting the same kind of anti-Semitic bigotry? Yeah, I mean, that's what she did. This woman's a ghoul. They're all ghouls.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.